Welcome to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. This is where songwriters find inspiration every time. Hello, and welcome back to Inside Songwriting Podcast. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming back. If you're a regular listener, I'm really excited to be talking to you today. I'm Carl Brody, and we're on the clifftops of Sydney. And right now, I'm looking at a mammoth cloud casting this awesome shadow on the silver ocean. It really does look spectacular. And as usual, I'm sharing thoughts. And in today's episode in particular, I want to speak about lyric writing, and specifically about some scenarios when you're stuck with your lyrics. If you come up against dead ends and roadblocks and blank pieces of paper. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about that. Also wanted to ask for your help actually with something, because in the future, in the very near future, I want to do a podcast episode on co-writing. And I've got a feeling that the co-writing episodes are going to be far too long to be confined to just one episode. So there's just so much to talk about when it comes to collaborating and the beauty of making songs with other people. So what I wanted to ask you is, if you have anything that you'd like me to talk about with regards to co-writing, please, please let me know. I'd love to be able to answer your questions for a start. And also, I think it really helped with the show's content, just so that I know I'm answering and talking about the right things, the things that either intrigue you or the things that baffle you, or the things that you're just interested in knowing more about. And I think I've probably written about 300 co-writes or something like that. So I can usually cover most angles and you know, from the interpretation of a sort of more of a free-thinking songwriter's approach. Being the author of the free-thinking songwriter that is, I think that renders me qualified. So that would be great if you want to give me some ideas, give me some questions, throw me whatever it is you'd like to know more about the art of co-writing. And you can do that by leaving comments at the bottom of this post on insidesongwriting.com. So that's episode 13. You can leave comments there for me and I'll get back to you. I promise that. And also you can send me an email, carl@insidesongwriting.com. I'll give you these details at the end of the show as well. And the other cool thing you can do, and please let me know if you want me to feature it on the show, another cool thing you can do is you can leave me a voicemail. There's a tab on the right-hand side of the website at insidesongwriting.com. There's a SpeakPipe tab, and you can just leave me a short voicemail with a question, and that arrives in my email inbox as a little audio file. So you can let me know if you just want to ask the question and you don't want your voice broadcast, or you can let me know if it's fine. And I'd be more than happy to feature your question on the next show. So yeah, I'll talk a bit more about that at the end of this episode as well, but that would be really cool, I think, if I got your input with some questions for doesn't have to be voicemail, but it'd be great if it was as well. And then I can feature you on the show if you let me. So I'm looking forward to that, those shows as well, because I do, I've done a lot of talks on co-writing as well at TAFEs and universities and at music industry conferences and songwriting conferences. So I'd love to share some of the things that I talk about there with you guys. And today, like I said, we're going to talk about lyrics. I wanted to give you a quick update of a couple of things that I've been up to. First of all, because today's episode is specifically about craft, I wanted to ask you how you're going with your craft this year. What purposeful practices have you put in place? And if you listen to my New Year's episode, I spoke about one of the things that I tried to implement into my life, and that was to help me with my songwriting craft, because I'm not a past songwriter, a former songwriter. I write songs. I wrote one yesterday. I can tell you a bit about that if you want. Actually, I might, because I used a little bit of a different type of structure than I usually use, because that's the way the song felt better served. And that's the way it occurred to me that the direction the song needed to take while I was writing it. For now, my phrase a day. In the beginning of the year, I spoke about the purposeful practices we need to put in place to better our craft, or to at least be focused on further developing our craft. If we're not thinking about it, it's unlikely that we're going to be making progress, and I think we always need to be making progress. It's great. It's a great feeling when the last song you wrote is a song that you might even consider to be your best song. So delving right into the purposeful practices you can put in place to better your craft is a great way to go, because it means that you're constantly thinking about it. And I think with like anything, if you spend 10 minutes a day on it, you're going to get a lot better at it. And my suggestion was to write a phrase a day. Come up with a phrase a day that somehow ignites you as a songwriter, something that you think has appeal for the topic of a song or for a line in a song. Oftentimes these can be enough of a spark to write a whole song. And the best thing I've discovered since doing this, I'll be honest with you, because this podcast is all about that. Now, I haven't written a phrase a day, but I've tried. And it's not been because I've sat and tried and haven't been able to. It's been because I've just been, it slipped my mind. But a lot of the days since I said that on these podcasts, I've written phrases. I've got a book with lots of phrases in them. And the best thing I've discovered about that is that on some days, what I do is I review them. I try to review them at the end of the week. Just have a quick look through and see which one jumps out at me most, or which one triggers something from my past, or something from the present, or something I'm imagining that I could write a song about. So the ones that give me that little spark are the ones that I work with, or I know that I underline or circle for the next time I sit down to get around to the business of writing a song with. And what the best thing I've discovered is that reviewing them at the end of the week, I go back to the previous week's ones as well. And the ones that didn't jump out at me have been jumping out at me, because, and this is a great thing about being a free thinking songwriter, is that your interpretation of lyrics and your interpretation of phrases and your interpretation of the stories you hear every day, the news you read, the conversations you have, your interpretation changes depending on the day, depending on your mood, depending on your current circumstances, depending on what you've got coming up. You know, if you're frantically rushing around and busy and thinking about something that you have to do, that you've got a deadline to meet, or you have to be someplace tomorrow or today, we can totally miss the magic in one line of lyrics, and one line that could otherwise mean a lot to us. And so rather than just reviewing the previous week's phrases, I like to flick through everything I've been writing to see if I'm going to come across my next, catalyst for a new song. So there's my tip on that, writing a phrase a day. If you don't manage to write one every day, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you've got it on your mind that that's a good practice to put in place, then what could possibly be wrong with that as a songwriter? Good luck with that, and feel free to let me know. Chuck it in the comments as well if you want to let me know how you've been going with that. I find talking to other songwriters really exciting. I get off on it, and I do it with my friends, and more often than not, I wish I was recording some of the conversations now that I'm a podcaster and thought sharer on songwriting. But it really does, it's another form of inspiration for me, getting excited about the craft of songwriting with other people. So I recommend that as well. If you're not around anyone regularly to write songs with, or to talk about songwriting with, maybe make a concerted effort to find those people, even if it's online. I highly recommend it. It's the buzz. It's the collective creative buzz that you often hear spoken about with any artistic endeavors. So let's move on. By the way, it's beautiful. While I'm talking to you, I'm sort of watching the ocean move. And I don't know why it feels good, but it's sort of, it's just a nice visual for while you're doing sort of a running narrative. I would love you to be able to see it. I'll work out some way of doing that sometime. Can't think about it right now because I've already had a bunch of laptop problems this week and I'm not even going to go there because that's why I'm a little bit later than usual with this podcast. I think my former laptop may be on its way to laptop heaven, but thankfully I've got this one that I'm using now. So you needed to know that, didn't you? Okay, now this one of the things I do outside of the podcast is I actually do coaching, song coaching in real life with real people in front of me as well. And I love it. It's I learn something from it whilst I'm hopefully inspiring them and coaching them and teaching them to just get on with their craft. And really, you know, I think that another thing that's good for them is that they feel accountable to me. And what I do is I teach them once a week and then I check in with them midweek and give them some tips to work on, inspirational tips halfway through the week as well. And so far that stuff is working out great. I'm really excited and I feel privileged that my students, my fellow songwriters are feeling more enriched and inspired to write songs because of some of the things I'm teaching them. It's such a great feeling. And this came up in the last couple of weeks, what I'm going to talk about came up. And that is what do you do when you're stuck writing lyrics? What do you do when you've got a bunch of options of where you could go, but you just can't nail that next line? I've got a few suggestions for you that I'm going to share for you right now. So just say, for example, you're in the middle of writing a song and you've got two or three lines and you can't find that follow-up line or the third line or the second line, but you love what you've got already. Here's a bunch of suggestions for you. So, number one, try and place yourself in the actual scene of whatever the song's topic is. Try and actually put yourself right there rather than trying to write about it from afar, rather than trying to remember it from afar or to envision it in the future and to imagine it in the future. In this particular point, I want you to imagine what's actually in the room. What furniture is there? Are there flowers on the table? Is there a rug there that you notice? Are there tables? You know, you might notice I use a pretty cool Balinese desk. So it's kind of intricately carved and stuff. It's got a big sunrise on the back and the legs that go down have got nice intricate Balinese carvings in them. You know, things like that. It might be an old wooden table that has got, you know, just imagine the furniture that's in the room and maybe there's a story attached to that furniture. Maybe you can create a story that's attached to that furniture. You know, there might be a sofa that's faded. It might be a sofa that's got an ugly pattern on it that you don't like. So you can mention that. It might be the story surrounding some of these things, like that favorite chair you won't get rid of because it reminds you of something, or that you know, something patterned sofa I never did like, you know, that kind of thing. The flowers that are starting to wilt, those roses you used to like but you don't like it. You know, there's so many options. For so long they were your favorite, now they're not. You know, stuff like that. Just imagine what's actually in the room and what stories could be attached to those things. Lampshades, paintings on the wall. You just look around where you are right now, if you're not in a car, that is, or walking or running, that's for another point. But just imagine the scene and see if there's something you can create, or even something all you have to do is remember. And there are so many options right there for you to create that next line. And you might find that it just continues and you start on a real run with where those thoughts take you. I use this all the time. I use this stuff all the time, and it really works for me, and it gives me infinite choices and ideas. So picture the actual scene. That's number one. Try and put yourself in the actual scene. Okay, number two. This one is about looking at it from another angle. So again, you're stumped. You might have a verse, you might have a chorus, you can't get that second verse. You might have everything, and you just want that killer bridge, you know. This is all about just like coming up against a bit of a writer's block thing. So look at things from another angle. Like imagine yourself as, you know, if this is not the scene already in your particular song, but this applies to all songs you're writing. Imagine yourself an onlooker. What if you were over there and not right here? What do you see as an onlooker? Step outside of the situation. Step outside of the reality of the mind of the person who's experiencing the topic of the song. And stand over there and look at it from afar or from the side, from a couple of doors away, or from what you can hear, or, you know, like in movies when you've got different camera angles. Switch to that camera over there, the one up high. What do you see from there? There could be something else that happens that's totally unrelated, but you know what? Those things sound good in songs. Like if you switch to that camera angle over there and someone walks by with an umbrella and is looking dreamy and maybe they're in a good mood, maybe they're in the bad mood. Maybe they do a little Gene Kelly style dance. Maybe they do a spin and keep walking. Maybe they don't have an umbrella and it's raining. You know, just think of another angle and other things that might happen. It could be that someone is on a bicycle and they come past really fast and, you know, they get soaked or just stuff happens in life, and we have a license. We are permitted as songwriters to imagine those things and create those things and put them in our songs. And this technique or this tip of looking at things from another angle can sometimes create a whole new song, but it can often, and usually does for me, helps me find that next line. I think I'm sure you've got your minds are racing right now with ideas, and it's you know, all of these things are great for those little stumbling blocks we have. Okay, let's flick to. I've printed these out, by the way, because of my other laptop not working. I haven't got a screen. Okay, that's why you can hear the shuffling of paper. So, which brings me to point three, suggestion number three, reshuffle your lines. Now, this is a real simple one, pretty obvious, and you may have heard it before because I think that a lot of people have recognized this in songwriting and have mentioned it before, but you might not have. So, just say, for example, you've got a few lines that you love and you just can't nail it with that last one, or you just can't quite place that in the second line, so that's as good as all your other lines. Here's a real simple tip, and I really hope you apply this because it's hard, it's difficult to apply, because it's one of those things about being a songwriter, especially if you're really proud with your creative output. I often get stuck, and sometimes I resist this option because it feels like the wrong thing to do, but it always works. It always works for continuity of ideas. That should be a better way of explaining this one. Okay, if you have a line or a few lines that you absolutely love, and you're just trying to find that next one, it could very well be that the ones that you love are the reason why you can't find the next one. So what I do is I collect those and put them aside, and I move on and try and write something completely different. if you're really attached to something, it can sometimes halt your progress and stump you as a songwriter in that moment. And you never know. You might use them later in the song. You might use those lines later in the song, or you might use them for another song. But if you're really stuck and you're sitting there with a blank line, with a blank piece of paper, it's a really good exercise to just get over yourself. And this is me talking to me as well. I know you love that line, Carl, but really, for the greater good, shove it aside for now. A really good tip, and it usually does work, but it is difficult to do. Okay, number four. Now, this is quite a different approach altogether for when you're stumped writing lyrics. If you think about your character in your song, whether that's you or someone else, usually when you're singing about anything, even if it's a environmental protest song or a political protest song or a story song, there's usually a person, right? Because we're expressing thoughts from one angle or another. So a good thing I've found is to peel back the layers of the character, get a little bit more into another insight into their personality, whether that's you or your subject. So it could be something like like we said earlier on about the favorite roses or it could be like your favorite color. And I know that favorite color is really cheesy, but for example, you could say that the color they don't like. I know how much you never liked the color green, but that, but something. There's all kinds of options there as well. It could be their ambitions, their goals. You can talk about, I know someday you want to be something, something. I know I always wished I was, wanted this. I've dreamed of this. I know you dream of this. I know in your dreams you do this, or in my dreams I do this. Like, I just peel back the layers a little bit instead of the surface thoughts, which are the actual events and what's happening or the message you're conveying in the song now. Peel back the layers to add weight to that. Because sometimes we misunderstand people when we don't know what's going on inside of them. Does that make sense to you? I hope so. I hope you can use that one, because I find that one really helpful as well. We don't understand sometimes what lyrics are saying, because we haven't had it explained to us enough why they feel that way. So this kind of thing can reiterate the actual sentiment of the song anyway. So it's a really good message. And also going back to point two, when I was talking about another angle, those things can be, I just thought of it then, those things can be really interesting. If you place something else in there that isn't actually happening, but you just kind of switch cameras for a while. In a recent song I wrote, my third verse it's the second part of the second verse, has nothing to do with the song at all, but it does actually have to do with something I looked at during the story I'm describing in the song. So I was in Austin in Texas, and I'm writing this song, and there was an experience where I was up high on a bridge and looking down at a homeless person. And I mentioned that in a lyrical way in the song. And it has nothing to do with what the actual song's about. But it was a memory, and it was something that I placed in there because it was it added something to the story that moved me, because it was a memory that ignites my emotions. So I just thought I'd jump back to point two there, just looking at things from another angle, just while I thought of it. So Just going back, number four was think about another intimate or personal thought or another layer of the subject or of yourself or of the from the perspective of wherever your song's coming from. That's a great tip. I'll run back over these in a minute and number them for you because you know what I'm like by now. If you listen to these, I like rambling. I get excited about songwriting, so I just keep talking. And I really do hope you find them helpful. And thankfully, people are letting me know that they find them helpful, and that's just awesome. That's why I keep coming back. And, you know, even just me getting to ramble on like this helps me as a songwriter. I get excited about it. I've been writing a lot recently, and, you know, I know what I want to do with these songs, and it's all part of it. I love being a songwriter. I love sharing what I learn along the way. Okay. This one's a really interesting one. Now, number five, okay. Imagine the story on an ongoing timescale. What does that mean? Well, usually with songs, it's very different to real life. We top and tail it. We nip and tuck it. We trim the beginning and the end to create a song. And real life isn't like that. Real life has a before and has an after. They have what happened previously and what happens beyond. And so that can actually expand your options for your song immensely. We've got short stories. Writing song. When I think about writing a novel, I think of it as an insurmountable effort. A novelist can write 1,000 pages, you know, and we write a 3-minute song with a few verses and a chorus, and we try and fit in a really powerful story into that space. And so what opening up that time scale to imagine things from before and after has infinite with possibilities galore and with a past that goes back a very long way. That right there is opening up so many doors, so many options, so many different levels of consciousness for our lyrical content. Why do we do this with songs? Why do we limit ourselves to a finite space to finish a story, to start and finish a story? It's probably not for every song, but it can be fascinating for the odd song. It's a really great exercise to consider things like that. And if you are a little bit inclined to steer yourself to the new agey type approach, then you never know. You might even go jump some previous lifetimes and see what you come up with there. There's nothing wrong with that, that's for sure, especially for the sake of the song. Look, I really hope that these lyric tips have been helpful. I've got lots more to say on the topic, and I really hope that you implement one or more of them, because these things are exercises that I've put to practice more than once, more than twice, a heap of times. And they usually work for me, and they usually make my songs a heck of a lot more interesting than they would have been if I had just persevered and sat there and tried to come up with a line that'll do, the one that'll just suffice because I was stuck. So that's the reason for this episode, and it's a great addition to our craft to have these little tips as companions to our craft each and every time we sit and write songs. There's there's a bunch of musical theories that can assist with our songwriting. But these lyrical tips and ideas are much more to do with creating something unique and interesting and engaging. And, you know, I wouldn't share things with you that I've just heard. That doesn't sit well with me. I'd feel really uncomfortable doing that, because I think that you can only endorse ideas and tips if you've actually applied them and they've done well for you. And that's exactly why I'm sharing these. So let's go over them again from number one through to five. So excuse the shuffling of the paper. Number one, picture the actual scene. Remember, we spoke about what's in the room, the furniture, the rug, the tables, the sofa, the condition of these things, and the memories or stories attached. Picture the actual scene, number one. Number two, look at things from another angle. Imagine you were an onlooker. Imagine you were the person you were addressing. Imagine you were yourself, but down the line or previously, and you were thinking about what was up ahead, you know. Imagine things from another angle. It can always add a whole bunch of more colors to your palette. Number three, reshuffle your lines. If you're stuck, and there's lines there that you really love, honestly, it's tough, but move them aside. I'm not saying get rid of them. Move them aside for either later in the song, earlier in the song, for your bridge, for ad-libbing, or for another song. Move them aside and move on, because that can sometimes, that can often be why we get stuck writing lyrics, because we love what we've already written too much. And I mean that, too much. Okay, number four, peel back the layers of your character. Share something a little more personal about them. Get right in there and reveal more of their depth, more depth of their personality. Peel back the layers. Remember, we spoke about the things that they like and don't like, their ambitions and goals, things that, you know, it could be experiences you know they've been through or experiences they fear. Peel back the layers. Find something intimate and personal about them to reveal. Number five, imagine the story on an ongoing timescale or on a timescale that stretches way back. Change the timescale. We shouldn't limit ourselves to this finite space within a 3.5 minute, 4 minute, 5 minute song with regards to where the story could go. That's a really important one, because I think that you can just stretch so far. I'm pretty lucky because I'm looking at a horizon over the ocean right now. So it gives me visuals to think of, you know. I've got a lot of space, which is it's important for my well-being and for my songwriting. Once again, thanks, guys. I really hope that you apply some of this stuff. I wanted to remind you, by the way, on any of that stuff about lyrics, leave me comments, leave me a voicemail, send me an email, ask me anything you want to know, or even tell me what you think I've missed, you know, and then I can hopefully elaborate on it in another show. I'd love to hear from you. I really like honesty, and I'm more than happy to take on board any criticism. I'd love to hear from you if you have questions about the things I've said, if you have suggestions about what you'd like me to talk about. And in particular, I do want to do some shows on co-writing coming up soon and collaborating with other songwriters. So again, if there's anything in particular you'd like to ask about that, please throw me an email, leave a comment in the show notes for this episode, episode 13, or send me a voicemail on that SpeakPipe tab on the right-hand sidebar of the website, insidesongwriting.com. I'd love your input for that show. That's going to be coming up in the next few weeks. I'd really like to get around to that soon. So again, I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love your feedback on anything that I do on this show. And remember, if you haven't started doing your phrase a day this year, I highly recommend it. Even if you just try it for a few weeks and see if it works for you. It might not work for you, but it's working for me. I've already got two songs, one that's finished and one that is, I've got the bones of a song from another one of those phrases that I've been writing every day. And I know that those phrases that I look back on are going to be valuable to me in the future, because ultimately it's my creative expression in those given moments. And what more do we want than that, than to be collecting our ideas and drawing upon them for future creativity? Thanks, guys. It's been great sharing these thoughts with you today on the lyric writing. And I hope that you're writing songs. I hope you're endlessly thinking about writing songs. And I hope that you're flourishing as a creative being. All the best to you, and I will speak to you again very soon. Remember, if you want to make a difference, do things differently. There's no point in putting something there just because someone else did that before. All the best.